There's an obscure Rashi in this parsha. People, for the most part, don't notice it because it really doesn't seem to be very relevant to us. It says, "Leman yonuach shorcho v'chamorcho v'inofesh nefesh hager." That the Shabbos was given that not only we should rest, but our ox and our donkey, our animals, should also rest on Shabbos. And Rashi says, what do we learn from that? Don't forbid, don't muzzle, don't prevent your animal from ripping out the grass, from ripping out the food, taking it, even though on Shabbos we're not allowed to do that. And animals are not allowed to do melocha for us, but you shouldn't let the animal do it. Why? Because that wouldn't be menucha. It's supposed to be a day of rest, even for the animals. The animals should also be at rest. They should also be at peace. They should also relax. They should also feel good. Therefore, don't prevent them from doing the things that they enjoy. How many times have we heard people say, hey, what's this Shabbos all about? Well, half the things that I like to do, I can't do on Shabbos. If it's supposed to be a day of rest, supposed to be a day of rejuvenation, supposed to be a day of relaxation, then why can't I do? Let's play ball, sports, this, I want to go, I want to. In fact, Rashi says that that's not menucha if you tell a person he can't do the things he enjoys to do. There's one difference between that Rashi and applying it to us. You know what the difference is? One difference. Huh? Anybody? The difference between a human and an animal. For an animal who doesn't know anything, the best thing is let him do what he wants. Don't forbid him from nibbling, from biting, from pulling out the grass, because that would be against what the Torah wants for him to have menucha. The human being has a different capacity. The human being is on a different level. The human being is an intellectual and emotional person, whereas an animal is instinctive. And therefore, it's a whole different story. What's the story? So I just want to give you a very, very, very brief message in terms of what this is really all about. Shabbos has a very unique benefit. There's many benefits, and there's so much we could discuss, and now is not the time. But there's one benefit which is very, very direct and very important for everyone to realize. And I believe that's the reason that most of the world, even the non-Jewish world, has copied at least the concept of Shabbos. You know, the Muslims make it on Friday, that's their Sabbath. The Christians make it on Sunday. They didn't even want to go too far away from the original concept of Shabbos. But everybody wants such a day. Why? It's so important. Why is it so important? So I'll tell you like this. It's very simple. Let's digress for a moment. Question. What is it that everybody wants in this world more than anything else? Don't give me... I knew someone would say that. That's correct. Because if you have money, no. If you have money and you're going to be miserable, do you want money? No. Do you have all the pleasures in the world and you're going to be miserable? Do you want the pleasures? No. We want happiness. Pleasure, we think, might bring us happiness. Money, we think, might bring us happiness, but we want happiness. Now, how is it that more money is being spent on happiness than anything else in this world? On books and on workshops and on videos and on lectures and on seminars and on shrinks and everything else. Everybody wants to be happy. And the world doesn't seem to be a very happy place. If you judge by the rates of suicide and a divorce and alcohol abuse and drug abuse and all these terrible things and the rates that mental health professionals can charge, the world ain't no happy place. How come everyone's looking for happiness, spending so much time and effort looking for happiness, and they can't find it? I think the answer is very simple. The answer is we don't know what we're looking for. If you don't know what you're looking for, you ain't going to find it. You can trip on it, and you wouldn't even know what you have. Because we don't know what it is. What's happiness? We are very fortunate. We have a Lashon Kodesh. The Lashon Kodesh is the language of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the language with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. It's the language which describes the essence of every concept in this world. And when three letters of the root appear in a word, that gives the meaning to that word all the time. The highest form of happiness is Osher. David HaMelech said, Achashualti Be'ez Hashem, there's one thing I want. Shivti Be'ez Hashem. All I want to do is sit in the house of Hashem. And what did David HaMelech say about sitting in the house of Hashem? Ashrei Yishvei Be'Secho. That's what he wants. Happy is Osher. The Sherish of the word Osher, Aleph Shin Reish, means Ishur, validation, feeling good about myself. That's what happiness is. Happiness is feeling good about myself. Pleasure doesn't make me feel good about myself. It substitutes for my feeling good about myself. Because I don't feel good about myself, so at least I have a little pleasure. It makes me forget that I feel bad about myself. Money tries to help me forget that I feel bad about myself. Feeling good about myself is me. I am valid. What's the one thing that we need more than anything else to feel good about ourselves? And the one thing that if we're missing, it's impossible to feel good about yourself. One word. What? That's always true, but that's not the word I'm looking for right now. What's that? No, that is the feeling good. What? Who? I can't hear you. That's always the answer, but I'm looking for a little more specific than that. One, what is it that is the most critical ingredient in feeling good about yourself? And if you don't have it, you can't possibly feel good about yourself. You can't possibly be happy. What's that? Friends? Confidence? No. It starts with a P. No! Pleasure doesn't make me feel good about myself. Pleasure tries to substitute. What? No. What? Payas. Wow, you got it. How about? It's almost close to Payas. Purim. Yeah, wouldn't you say so? Yeah. Purpose! Do you know what happens to a person if he walks into a psychologist's office and says, I have no purpose in this world? You know what the psychologist writes down? One word. You know what he writes? Suicidal. That's the word he writes. Suicidal. Because if he has no purpose in living, why should he live? Rabbi Isai, we have the most amazing thing. It's called the Shabbos. It sends, amongst other messages, a very strong message. It says like this. Darwin was an idiot. The world is not an accident. There's a creator. He finished his creation on Shabbos. And if there's a creator, there's a purpose. And not only that, on the Shabbos of Vov Sivan, 3,325 years ago, he revealed to us the purpose. He gave us the Aseres HaDibros, he gave us the Torah. We have the knowledge that there's a creator, the knowledge, therefore, that there's a purpose, and we know the manual which will tell us the purpose. If I want to know the purpose of this piece of technology, there's only one way to be sure that I have the purpose and the right purpose. Read the manufacturer's manual. Not your manual, not my manual, not his manual, the manufacturer's manual. We have the manual from the manufacturer, the one who made us. And it gives us our purpose. We can be truly happy. And the Shabbos is the vehicle that constantly reminds us. Every once out of 7 days, we sit back and say, hey, there's a creator. He created the world. He completed the creation on Shabbos. And therefore, we know there's a purpose. And we can truly be happy. And therefore, we shouldn't be jealous of the behemoths that are told, well, if you want to have menucha on Shabbos, your behemoth should have menucha, then don't stop him from grazing and don't stop him from doing things. That's for a behemoth. He doesn't know what purpose means. He doesn't know what creation means. He doesn't know what happiness means. He doesn't know what feeling good about himself means. He only knows physical pleasure. To him, don't restrain it. To us, we want to know the of creation. We want to remember that there was a creator. We want to live in Shabbos in a state of completedness, just as the creator did when he created the world and his world was complete. And we want to remember for 24, 25 hours, one day a week, there is a creator, there is a creation, And there is a purpose. We know that purpose. And we can therefore be truly happy, feeling good about ourselves, that we have and we know the purpose for which we were created.